If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. The Faithful are in the house, and with me is somebody very, very special. Alex Lopez joining us for the first time on our show. I've been on her show a few times. Alex, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so great, John. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, man, I am pumped. This is episode 1607, hashtag Jamestown for you history buffs, of the 49ers Rush Podcast. And the title of today's show is 49ers Origins. And every single offseason, I always like to do one of these where we kind of take a step back and just kind of remember why fandom is so important. I got my Faithful hat on today. And for everybody who doesn't know Alex, I got to call timeout real quick. You've got to go follow her and support her on Instagram and on TikTok. Zepolilla, it's Zepolilla. Got to follow her. She's got amazing presence over there. Positivity, entertainment, you name it. And on Twitter, you can go check her out over there. It's Alexandra Lopez, but it's two N's. So Alexandra, N-N-D-R-A-L-O-P-E-Z. Man, that's hard for a dyslexic person to try to spell out loud live. But everybody go support. She does great. And I got to say, I tip of the cap to Mom Lopez. She is the absolute best. I love your Jake Moody videos, which we don't have to go through anymore. But can you talk to us just a little bit about just kind of what happened with kind of the viral whatever that was with your mom and Jake Moody and kind of how all that went down?
So my mom has always been a 49ers fan growing up. She's always been very vocal and loud about it and very proud about it. And my dad is like the complete opposite. And one day she was just so frustrated, as we all were, with how Jake Moody was kicking the field goals. So I just thought, you know what? Let me just record her and just like get her reaction. I think it'd be really funny. And the first video, I remember telling her about him winning the kicker competition. And she just come home from work. She had groceries. And I just thought it was so funny, her handing me the groceries, her being so angry about it. And I was like, okay, let me see. I put some music over it and I posted it. And people responded to it because I think everybody kind of felt the same exact way.
It was a very frustrating time. Like, so like I'm a diehard draft guy. So yeah. Them spending that pick, I still remember. I don't even know if I still have the picture. Let me see if I still have the picture, because I was just so frustrated. Oh, here it is right here. Yeah, this was, somebody took a screenshot. The moment they drafted Jake Moody, this was me and my man Brian Carter 99. Like it was like watching a train wreck take place, a third round pick on the kicker. And man, you know, you and I, we go to a lot of the games. You guys have season tickets. You've traveled with us for a lot of the 49ers Rush road trips. But like the feeling inside the stadium whenever Jake Moody was going out there was just like, oh, everybody was just so clenched and so just nervous. Half the time it went very, very poorly. Now, here's my question for you, Alex. The 49ers don't currently have a kicker.
Yeah.
Eddie Pinheiro's a free agent as of now. So do the 49ers finally franchise tag him, get about $6 million a year, sign him long term? Is Kyle Shanahan going to draft another kicker? Like, how do you handle that?
I would hope we get Eddie back. I think, like, I would say the only rough game we had with him was obviously that Seahawks playoff game. I would love to have him back. I feel like there are other pieces that we should use our draft picks on compared to having another kicker. So if you have somebody that's like doing pretty good, you can rely on them. Why not? You know what I mean?
In my opinion, he was the best kicker of the NFL. Now, he did miss some time. He didn't join us till week two, all those. But like whenever the 49ers had Robbie Gould was amazing. And so not trying to take anything away from him, but you could not kick it 50 yards. If it was more than 50, you had to punt it or go for it. I don't know the negative aspect of Eddie Pinheiro, because he's consistent. He's great. He just does everything consistent. He's 31 years old for a kicker. That's not too old. It's like the opposite of dog years. Kickers can play for a while. I'm 100% to get out there and just kind of do what needs to be done, because I don't want to spend another pick on the draft. Like, if you go sign another kicker, I'm cool with that. But yeah, do not draft a kicker, please. Goodness.
Like, I think collectively the 49ers fan base would just implode, because we would be like, why?
Oh, man. Oh, look at this. We got some chats of some people that got a chance to meet Alex. So Alex has been with us. She helped us out a lot this year. She was with us in Houston. She was with us in Seattle. She was with us in Arizona. What other places am I missing? You came out to another one.
I think it was just those three. Yeah.
Those three. Mm-hmm. Ramos, he says, as far as I remember, Alex was supporting the Texans 49ers Rush road trip. Nice person. Greetings from Brazil. Wow. And then we got the man, Eric Meisner. He runs our Instagram, social media. Shout out to Eric. You are a freaking legend and a great friend. So excited for the show. Alex and John are awesome. The whole game plan of the 49ers Rush is just to collect awesome people and get people together. And Alex, you totally fit that narrative. Now, you went with us to three games last year. Talk to us about Australia, because I didn't know this, but your brother Josh, shout out to Josh, he's a stud. You guys in Australia, like, trying to make this happen?
I'm trying to make this happen. I really want to go. Like, I was literally on the BART when I found out that the Niners were going to be in Australia, and I was sat next to my mom, who is not the biggest fan of flying. So she was like, okay, I can't do that. But you know what? If you and Josh want to go, you guys should go. So I'm going to try to convince him. I feel like I got to get John to help me, because John actually helped me convince him to do a bunch of these trips this past season. But I really want to go. I don't know. John, you've opened this like door within me of like wanting to travel and go to these away games. I love it.
And so like you and your family, y'all have season tickets to Levi's. And so you guys are there, and it's really, really cool going whenever you game day. And I don't go to a lot of the home games. Yeah. And so following kind of your family and how that goes is really, really cool. Talk to us just a little bit about, not necessarily like pros or cons, just how different it is to go see the 49ers on the road versus Levi's. Levi's is incredible. The experience with the faithful is absolutely incredible, but being the enemy, or, you know, going behind enemy lines on the road. What are some of those differences between home games at Levi's versus going to these Rush road trips?
You know, thankfully, like a lot of my experience, I don't think I've had one really bad experience with the opposing fans at their stadium, which has been really great. That's why I've kind of avoided Philadelphia because I've heard things. But, you know, it's very different in the sense of like, oh, it's a flip around, because I remember being little and going to Candlestick and seeing like opposing, you know, fan bases and being like looking at them like, what are you doing here? And so I kind of get those vibes from other people. They don't say anything, they're not like outright negative, but you know, I've had really good experiences. I would just say like the main difference, obviously, I've just had this routine of going to games at Levi's. And so having this like adjustment, trying to navigate the stadium, what's going on? Oh my gosh, they have Coca-Cola here instead of Pepsi. I'm so excited. Like things like that have been like the main differences.
Yeah, I learned the Alex Coca-Cola thing is a real thing. I have learned the mom, that's whiskey, but the daughter, Coca-Cola is where it's at. It's where it
Coca-Cola.
is, and Josh is just always down for whatever, man. Josh is the best. So let's transition quickly. Let's talk about the 49ers roster. We mentioned kicker. We'll see how that goes. But as far as the other positions go, Alex, in your opinion, what do you think is one of the biggest weaknesses as far as the current roster of the 49ers? Now, again, this is before free agency, before the draft. It's not a finished product. But, you know, a lot of people wide receiver, a lot of people talking offensive line, edge, not getting pressures last year, defensive tackles, cornerbacks. Where do you see as one of the biggest weaknesses of this 49ers current roster?
I mean, every single one that you mentioned for sure, but I will always go back. I'm just like my mom. I will always go back to that offensive line. Watching that game in Seattle was just like this one of those moments where it's like, and I know they have a great D line, and obviously that showed in the big game, but oh my gosh, watching Brock Purdy not have any time to do anything, I wanted to like pull my hair out. Like, I wanted to go there and get down and protect him. And like, it was just so frustrating. And it's just consistently been a problem in this Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch era. And so I think that's what makes me a little worried, is because you kind of know, like, are they going to do anything about it? I know, like, Jake Rendle, I have to say it, like, I know he's close with Kyle, and I understand that, and he's probably wonderful, but also it's just like you need someone that can protect Purdy. You need a line. That interior O-line, oh my gosh, it's so desperately needed.
The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick during any of the 2026 NBA playoffs. Live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co. It's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
It's funny, I was talking with Wayne on Tuesday, and like he's adamant that defensive tackle, pass rusher, like go figure that out. And you know, he put out on Twitter today, like he would not be upset. So what about the 49ers? Because they have these tendencies since Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have showed up. And shout out to Leo Veritas, the unsung Lopez
that's
brother.
That's my oldest awesome. Brother, Ralphie.
I haven't got to meet Ralphie yet. And yes. I look forward to making that happen at some point. We got to enjoy a beer together, brother. Hope all is well. But like the 49ers, they go defensive line. They go wide receivers. That's what they drafted the first round. Yeah. So, like, if you had to, and, you know, I don't know how much draft work you've done. I've just started, and, you know, diving into all these names and tape and all that stuff. Like, do you think that they just go D-line or wide receiver again, or is there an outside shot that they finally do care about offensive line, that they go some other spot, or is it just more of the same?
I feel like it's going to be more of the same. I'm trying to keep my expectations low with it and prepare myself. I just don't know. I feel like they just will go to the same type of routines. I just have a feeling also Kyle's just going to draft a running back in the third. Like, I think we're going back to that type of you know, process.
And running back is a need because with Brian Robinson leaving, he's going to be a free agency. I don't think there's any chance he comes back. Christian McCaffrey's now 31.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Christian McCaffrey, awesome. Comeback player of the year, 2,000 plus yards. Great, 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 great. Not as fast as he once was, not as explosive as he once was. He's going to be a year older. Now you've got, you know, the rookie who's no longer a rookie as the backup running back in Jordan James. And then, you know, he surpassed Isaac Garendo. But I don't know. I'm not comfortable with CMC, Jordan James, and Isaac Garendo as my 1-2-3. Like, I feel like they're, whether it's free agency, another trade, or a draft pick, this kind of is a year where I don't mind taking a third round running back if you let him play. Am I crazy in saying that?
No, I don't think so. That's the key phrase though. If you let him play,
I'm tired. Like, it's frustrating whenever you spend the draft capital and you never see the players play, especially when you're up 14 points in the fourth quarter in November and Christian McCaffrey's still out there running up the middle. it's frustrating. You know, whenever you see that. Appreciate all the chats coming in. Oh, we got a super chat. Shout out to my man, Nicholas Parr, the Godfather. John and Alex, a.k.a. Team Awesome. Can't wait to hang out in the future. Hopefully both international games. I'm going to both. We're trying to get Alex to as many games as possible. Keep up the great work and say hi to the fam. That's what's up, man. Nick, love say hi to your family too, man. He's one of the nicest human beings I've ever met.
Yes.
Dude's the man. Giving everything away. And so if you're just joining us, make sure this is Alex Lopez. Make sure to go follow her on Instagram, TikTok at ZPolilla, and then on Twitter at Alexandra Lopez, two N's at the start of the name. Well, let's do this then. You know, origins. Talk to me about how you became a 49ers fan, because you're from the Bay Area. Your family's from there. Walk us through kind of your earliest memory of being a 49ers fan. And if you're in the chat, I want you to share quickly if you can, because I want to get through some of these. I love doing this. How did you become a fan? So throw that up in the chat. Alex, talk to us about your first 49ers memories.
Oh my gosh. Well, my parents, like I said, always been 49ers fans. So I kind of grew up with that. I have two older brothers and the same thing with them. I like my earliest memories is like Josh watching NFL Network very late at night. And I would like see him in the office watching that, all those classic 49er, like Super Bowl movies, America's Team, like all of that. And I would go to Candlestick Park. And when I was very little, it was about like, oh my gosh, my parents and my brothers are taking me. I'm going to get cotton candy and garlic fries, because when I was growing up, we weren't the best team, obviously, in the early 2000s. But then, you know, it just became a regular thing. I got more interested in it. And that John Harbaugh era, Jim Harbaugh era.
I do that every single time. I still don't know which one's which. I just call him Harbaugh.
Exactly. I like flip. But, you know, getting to see that era was really special. I got to go to the Catch 3 game, which was all it'll be with me for the rest of my life. Unfortunately, I went to that NFC Championship game where we lost to the Giants, the brutal Kyle Williams fumble. But it was really when like my love for football like grew, was that time. And then getting to go to Levi's and experience that thing, I did like junior gold rush where I got to do cheerleading on the field. Oh. And like, you know, I just have so many fond memories with my family and football. And so that's how my like 49er fandom came to be.
Man, I didn't know the story about you as the junior rush cheerleader. It's so cool because I think it's the last preseason game. Because I usually go to that one, the last home preseason games when they do that. And it's so cool because, like, you go out there and you just see all the families and the kiddos and just nothing but smiles and all that stuff. And, you know, for me, kiddos and family are kind of everything. And so I became a fan when I was 9 years old. I was a youngster. I wasn't a junior cheerleader. I was down in Texas. But I became a fan because of a jersey. And it's weird. You brought up like food and like the certain things that you got and the experience. Like, it's something different for everybody that connects them to the faithful. But once you're in, you're in.
You're in.
And this fan base, second to none. I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. And right here, Mario, poor Alex grew up watching the worst years, save for Hardball. Man, like, people don't understand. Like, I was going through. I have this page pulled up right now. 49ers franchise records, right, on Pro Football Reference. Like, the 49ers have gone through decades of really sub-performance play. Like, you look at 2003 to 2010, and that's like the Dennis Erickson just wrecked everything. Like, no playoffs. Like, for a decade plus. And then you look at now.
Yeah.
And you talked about Harbaugh. Let's talk about Shanahan. Here's a question I have for you. If Shanahan coached for 10 more seasons of the 49ers as their head coach, what's the first kind of idea or thought or feeling that comes into your mind? Let's just say we jump forward 10 years from now, Shanahan's still the coach. What goes through your head with positive, negative, anger, happiness? What's that make you feel?
I love Kyle Shanahan. I always kind of call myself a Kyle Shanahan defender. So I will be very happy, and I will hopefully be even more happy because he's won us a couple Super Bowls.
Oh. And it's so hard in today's society. Like, you're either the best or the worst. Mm-hmm. And if you don't win Super Bowls, then you're trash and you're garbage. Yeah. And the funny thing is, because I'm sure there's some, you know, fire Kyle Shanahan people in this crowd. They're everywhere, sadly.
Yeah.
But, like, it's funny because they'll be like, oh, we got to move on from Kyle and John Lynch. And then I'm like, well, okay, who do you want? And they'll be like, well, you got to go get Andy Reid. Well, you can't get Andy Reid. And Andy Reid didn't even have a winning season this year. It took Andy Reid 18 seasons before he won his first Super Bowl. Like, oh, well, then I want Ben Johnson. Like, Ben Johnson wasn't going to come here anyway, even if you could get him. It's so interesting. Like, I think people get stuck on kind of this elementary idea of, well, we've got to change things. What's working's what we have is not working. But whenever you look at the history, Kyle Shanahan has more playoff wins than nine franchises have in their entire history.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a ring. That's an issue. Got to get fixed. But it's not your best or you're the worst. Sometimes it's a nuanced take. You're somewhere in between. So I don't know. Like, I'm very – and I would put this past year of Kyle Shanahan's coaching up against anybody's. You saw the injuries.
Yeah.
We all did. And kind of what happened. So let me ask you this, Alex. With the way the 49ers injuries have been over the last probably 7 to 8 years since Shanahan and John Lynch have showed up, when you're going into drafted free agency, do you focus more on uninjured players like a Ricky Pearsall, like a Jacob Cowing that never missed a game at college, yet they get here and they miss time? Or are you okay drafting guys coming off of ACL tears? Like, what is your approach? Like, stay away, no more injured players, you can't touch them, or everybody gets injured in football, it's just kind of the way it goes?
You know, I think it's at this point, just based on, like, the 49ers' history with injuries, it's just kind of, like, the way it goes. I mean, I hate to say it like this, but it's just, like, with a Ricky Pearsall, Jacob Cowing, that have never get injured, get here and it's probably gonna happen. Like, that's the thing. So if you see real talent in a player, it's like, go for it.
And see, I think that that's kind of when the 49ers drafted Javon Kinlaw and then all those issues happened, they really haven't addressed or drafted injured players in the first three rounds since then.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Ricky Pearsall never missed a college game, and now, you know, you can look at his injury history. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes those things go that way. But I struggle with just, hey, it's football, 100% injury rate. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Even Fred Warner, who's only missed one game in his entire career, snaps his leg on a freak play. I don't know. I struggle back and forth with kind of handle that. Now, I want to get Alex's opinion on a couple old 49ers that left, if they should come back or if they shouldn't, right after this. Everybody's betting the NFL in full do or die mode. College football down to the last teams, and the Super Bowl is just right around the corner. If there was ever a time to get involved in the game, it's now. And MyBookie makes it stupid easy to play. One account, one wallet, bet the spread, live bet the second half, hit the casino during the commercials. It's all in one place, and you've got the power. Go to MyBookie.ag now and use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, and you get your first bet covered up to $500. If it doesn't hit, use your bet back bonus token, run it back. Don't just watch the playoffs. Make them pay. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, Texas, California, no matter where you are, only at MyBookie. Shout out to my man, Joe Bloomer. He says, hello, Alex. See you on the other platforms John mentioned. I love it. We're getting a lot of just kind of positive things right here. Look at this from the Calico. I ran into Alex first time this year in Seattle. She was bull guarding the door like security. Good peoples and a pleasure. Yeah, the goal was we want Alex to be kind of the welcoming crew, Alex and family, which it worked out very, very well. And so hopefully we're going to have her some more events. I'm loving all these just different comments of where people and their origins started. Shout out to Plugged In TV says, seeing Jerry Rice in Montana was my first introduction to Niner football. Haven't missed a season watching since.
What an introduction, man.
Gosh, just spoiled. Spoiled. I'm a little jealous. Now, yeah. I became a fan in 1990, which also spoiled years. It was still Joe Montana. It was still, but I was so young. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I just hated my stepdad, who was a Cowboys fan. And so that's where that was. Now, let's talk about a couple players who are getting rumored to be cap casualties across the NFL. Mm-hmm. Let's start off with none other than Deebo Samuel. Probably going to be a cap casualty, going to get cut in Washington. Do you think that they should bring him back to the 49ers? They need wide receiver help. What are your thoughts on Deebo coming back, yes or no?
You know, I just had this conversation with my dad because going into the conversation with him, I was just like, no, they shouldn't get him back. You know, he's not, you know, he's gotten older. He's not as good. I don't know. And my dad was like, well, but they could have used him last season. And I'm like, you're not wrong about that. So I don't know. It just depends on how much I think it would be for him to come back. Like, I don't want an arm and a leg for Deebo, with all respect. You know, but I think it would be nice to have him. It's just like, I also have to kind of remove my feelings of like, because I get attached to these players. Like, how could you not when you have that environment? And so, of course, it would be great to have that, like, dynamic with him and George back. I loved watching them, like, on receiver and that season, which is so magical. And, like, you know, I want to do what's best for the team. Let's just say I'm very grateful and thankful I'm not the one making the tough decisions, because I think I would have just a really, really challenging time with it.
Yeah, it's hard. Because, like, we love Deebo. Like, you go back and you look at like the highlights from 2019, 2020, 2021, 22, 23. Deebo is on the majority of them. Like, he is an explosive play. And he even did so with the Commanders, who were terrible this year. But this is my thing. Shout out to Rob Dart. Deebo at a very affordable price, and don't force feed him. Okay. Deebo's not going to be affordable. The wide receiver position is so inflated. It's going to cost so much. Now, I will say, whenever Deebo left, like, he kind of left in a Deebo way where it was like, get me the hell out of here. I ain't playing for you guys no more. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I hate that. It shout out to Rebel right here. Only if Deebo wears number 19. I do like the Deebo Samuel 19 look over the number one look personally. That's just me. Now, my favorite player for the 49ers that left was Dre Greenlaw, who's rumored again to be a cap casualty. He only played about 50% of snaps last year. He was overcoming a lot of different stuff. What about Dre Greenlaw? Major need at linebacker next to Fred Warner, who's finally healthy. He's going to be good to go. What do you think about bringing 57 back?
I love Dre Greenlaw, so I would not be mad about him coming back. Another problem with him, though, is like the possible injuries. Like, I would hate to think that he would get injured like again. I don't know. My personal love for him, that goal line at Seattle. See, that's my problem. I always think of like what they've done for us. And it's hard for me to think of anything else, but just him and Fred, also their dynamic together was so special. And the years that they were like dominant. So like, I would love to have him back, to be honest.
Yeah. Right here, Chris says for $3 million. Sure. And money's always kind of the issue. Big Papa, like, you look at Big Papa, his like AVI, it's a picture of Dre Greenlaw's jersey, but it says Greenlaw. Like, and he's been pushing that. I appreciate you, Big Papa. He's still got that. I love that picture. He says injuries with Dre could be a problem, but it's never effort that's the problem. Mm-hmm. He was my favorite player on the team, and whenever he left, I was very, very sad. Yeah. So let me ask you this. Who is your current 49ers favorite player on the roster? I know you've had the chance to meet a lot of the players, meet a lot of the players' wives, which is so cool. Yeah. For sharing that with the community on your channels and all those things. Who stands out as your favorite? Maybe you're going to get in trouble for answering this, but who's your favorite 49ers player currently?
George Kittle. Easy. He's like, when he went down, I stopped caring about the game, honestly. It was really rough for me to get past it. I was just like, sat there like in complete, like utter disbelief. Just how he plays the game, just his heart, his character, truly the heart and soul of the 49ers. And, you know, I've been seeing the rumors about him coming back week one. I don't know how possible that is. That would be incredible and insane if he did. But he's one of those players that I just like, I love the game and I love watching him play.
He's one of one, personality wise, just does everything as consistent as can be. Consistently. I mean, just consistent. It's what it is. And you've even, like, you went to the tailgate event for Claire Kittle and Juszczyk, right? Is that is that correct?
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, my gosh. That week I was a little tired because I had just gotten back from a week at Disneyland with my family, which was amazing. And the next day was this, turns out to be the freaking game of the year against the Chicago Bears. And I surprised my sister-in-law, who loves Claire Kittle. Like, that's one of her favorite, like, not only like WAGs, but just like favorite people ever. So I surprised her with this like VIP experience. We got to meet her, her family, George's, you know, parents, and also Kristen was there. It was a really fun experience. And I also got to meet up with some of my like fellow Niner girlies. So that was really special. It was a really good time.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's counteract the happiness. My favorite player right now is Fred Warner. Was Drake. I'm stuck on linebackers. Always have been. Just the light, like Navarro Bowman, freaking Patrick Willis, like Keena Turner. Like, I just love the linebackers. Let's switch to anger. Let's go to the dark side here.
Oh gosh.
I am a Cowboys hater. That's my number one most hated team. And I kind of flipped my number two and three. It was Seattle, then the Rams. I actually have found out that I hate the Rams more than Seahawks, even though the Seahawks just won it all.
Yeah.
So in your opinion, which teams do you despise or dislike or hate? We'll use that word here, the most. Like, what is your hate power rankings for other NFL franchises?
I hate the Chiefs with every fiber of my being. And then I would say a close second. I know a lot of people were probably going to be surprised by this. I hate the Green Bay Packers. And then I got to agree with you. For me, then it's Rams, Seahawks.
Yeah. So Cowboys aren't even in your top four.
I mean, they're not okay. I like messing with Cowboys fans, but they're also like not a thought in my mind because, and same thing with Eagles and like the Raiders. It's just kind of like we beat them every real opportunity. Like, we've kicked them out of playoffs. You know, we've done all these things. So I'm just kind of like, they're like whatever to me. I'm sure at one point it's going to flip around because that's how football works. It always does. But for now, I'm like, they're just kind of like, whatever.
I love that. I love that. That is awesome. All right. So let's do this then. The free agency that's coming up. Last year, the 49ers didn't spend any money. Now, the 49ers have a lot more cap space this year. There's not a lot of huge deals. You can talk about Juwan Jennings. Do you pay to bring him back, yes or no, or whatever? But the 49ers got a little over $50 million in cap space. Do you expect the 49ers to actually start spending and go get some actual starting, you know, offensive, defensive players? They didn't sign one starter last year in free agency, just a bunch of backups. Or do you think they stay with this younger, cheaper narrative where super cheap, in free agency, we're going to focus on the draft. How do you see them approaching this offseason and acquiring players?
I think they're going to stay with that younger, cheaper approach. And it's just because when you think about it, of like them winning technically like 13 games, you know, it's not a bad thing. Of course, you want a star power to push you even further. But I feel like they'll have maybe one. Like, I just have a feeling they'll surprise us with, like, one or two, like, players. And the rest, they're going to kind of try to keep it, like, the younger group.
Man, I'd be happy if you told me they were going to sign two actual starters.
Yeah.
I would take that. Last year, none. I'm not one of those huge contracts like Javon Hargrave or whatever else. But I do want to see a better talented roster design. And I think that they have that opportunity this year with the amount of cap space. Now, can they use it? Will they use it? That's kind of one of those questions we'll have to kind of see. We'll see what that looks like, but we'll see. Now, we've got more questions, more comments from Alex. We're going to learn more about her right after this. And if you go to any event, whether it's sports, concert, whatever, you got to use TickPick. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. All right, we got a couple questions right here from Chris. He says, do you think Shanahan has learned his lesson on youth? Or do you think it will continue to stick to the old Crocs who do not even play well? Brindle and Juice, especially, please don't Debo. I would say Kyle Juszczyk probably had one of his best seasons of his career just this past year. But, Alex, I'll ask you, will Kyle Shanahan still stick to kind of his favorites? Do you see him still running Christian McCaffrey 30-plus times a game and just overloading those same guys over and over again? Or do you think he's finally going to start playing rookies and kind of spreading the ball around a little bit more?
I think he's just going to stick to his same old, same old. I would love if he gave, like, the rookies some room to grow and actually play. I just don't think it's going to happen. But I think with CMC, I think he needs to – I mean, he's a year older. Yes, he didn't have any injuries this season. That's amazing. That's awesome. But you never know. And so I would want to play it on the safer side with him just because another year older.
Yeah, I think that's – I'm with you, and I am very concerned. So, like, in my main dynasty league of record fantasy football, I have Christian McCaffrey. I sent him out for some trades. Nobody's accepting him. But, like, I'm just like, I love Christian. I don't want to doubt him.
Yeah.
But at 31, and you look at the three times he's led the NFL in carries or touches, the following year, maximum four games. Now, I don't think that that's going to happen again, but at some point, the shelf life, Father Time's undefeated, and that scares me, really does scare me. Mark, another question. John, do you think after last year, Kyle finally sees the value of good special teams? I would argue that Kyle Shanahan always valued special teams. I mean, you look at highest drafted kicker in the NFL, highest drafted punter in the NFL. They spend on free agency. The problem was Kyle Shanahan's loyalty program. One, Hightower was his teammate at Texas and best friend, and then whenever he brought in Schneider, his loyalty to bad coordinators was the issue. I think he's always valued it. But Brant Boyer, special teams coordinator last year, incredible. He returns this year. So, Alex, talk to me just about the difference in special teams between last year and the other eight. And do you think the 49ers will continue to be a quality special teams unit, even though Eddie Pinheiro not under contract currently?
I think they will. I think there's definitely, it showed that complete turnaround. I felt confident. I was like, okay, they're not going to run all the way down the field. Like, our special teams is good. And I believe that, like, I feel happy that Brant is here. Like, he's staying. Robert Saleh didn't take him with him. You know, I don't know. I think it'll be okay regardless. Like, I feel confident in our special teams.
Yeah, and I think I did misspeak. Christian McCaffrey turns 30 on June 7th. I saw that in the chat, and I lost it. Here we go. Thank you for keeping me honest. Live shows. It's funny. Whenever I first started doing these shows, they weren't live, and I would go back and edit out mistakes and listen and, like, okay, that's wrong. I got to clip that out. Now, in the live world that is, you just say things, and all the stupid stuff you say gets clipped and put out there against you. It's kind of what it is. But So Christian McCaffrey, currently 29 years old, turns 30 June 7th. So, I don't think that – anyway, he's older. We'll take that for what it is. Let's see here. Right here, Sonia, why am I hearing a game in Mexico? Is that fake news? I do not believe that it is. And to go from no international games – to the furthest international game, Australia, and then the second international game in Mexico City. Alex, talk to us just about how you felt. We were talking a little bit before we went live, the taxing that this does on the players and what that is. Like, what are your thoughts on not one but two international games this season?
I mean, it's a lot, and I feel bad for the players because of that. Like, yes, as a fan, I'm excited. That's awesome. Mexico, Australia. But that is a lot to deal with as a player who's going to have a game the following week. You know what I mean? Even with Australia, for example, being week one, you know, you still got week two. I really doubt that the NFL is going to give them a bye week on week two to kind of recover and recuperate. And so having another game where you're traveling to Mexico in the same season is a little crazy. It's exciting for the fans, but I feel like it's a little too much on the players.
It's a lot. Now, I think you do also have to go back. The 49ers have had the fewest international games the last three seasons, and the 49ers were offered a London game 2 years ago, and Kyle and the 49ers said, no, we're going to wait on Mexico City, which they were having problems with construction of the stadium, Studio Azteca, but now that's supposed to be good to go for December. So it looks like none of the dates are finalized, but it looks like Australia, September, week one or two, and then December, you would do Mexico City. I'm planning on being at both. But, man, Mexico City's a lot easier to get to than Australia. That's a whole nother animal. But it's kind of the way it goes. And I will say this. The game environment at the international games is better than the Super Bowl. I 100% believe that. If you ever get the opportunity to go, I understand traveling's difficult. Go to an international game. Trust me, trust me, trust me. I've only been to one, so it's a small sample size. But I will be back in Mexico City. It's happening right here. Chris says Australia game should be on a Friday night. I think Thursday or Friday night. And then the next game should be a Monday. I agree as well. And the problem isn't so much, you know, I'm working on flights and building an itinerary out to Australia. You lose 2 days flying to Australia because it's like the 17 hours plus the time change. So like you take off on a Monday, you land on Wednesday. Like you lose 2 days, but whenever you come back, let's say you fly back on a Sunday, you land on a Sunday. So the coming back is not going to be as hard as getting out there, but it's still taxing. Now, Mexico City, that's a relatively easy flight, but man, Wayne and I could tell you about the elevation. That's 2,000 feet above elevation over Denver. We were walking up those stairs, boy. Whew. You feel it. It's a little different. So anyway, take that for what you will. I'm excited about all of the international games. And so, man, this year, let's talk about the upcoming games. You've got at Chiefs, who you hate the most. Are you going? You gonna try to go to that one?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely want to go to, of course, more away games. I don't know about going to Arrowhead. I understand it's probably the last season or one of the last seasons they're going to play there. Oh man, I don't know. You would have to convince me, John. You'd have to.
Okay, I'm a big fan of Kansas City. I went to grad school there. The barbecue is A+. Live music, awesome. I'm a big music guy. But it depends on when that game is, because Kansas City in the winter, that's no fun. So I'm hoping it's an earlier kind of October game, September October game. But I'm planning on being there. Dallas, I'm going to that one for sure. That one's a must. But, Alex, I just want to say thank you for your time. Any closing remarks or perhaps something that we left out that I should have brought up? Sorry, I'm not the best host at times. Anything that you want to leave the faithful with as we go into this offseason? It's going to be a lot of change, a lot of new names, all those things. What are kind of just summarize your feelings heading into free agency and the draft for the 49ers this year?
You know what? I'm feeling very positive. I try to push that out on my social media too when it comes to, you know, my Niners content. Even though everything just happened with the Super Bowl, there's another year coming and another opportunity. And guess what? We still have the chance to play at our home, Levi South.
That's so right.
I feel really confident. And also, I have to mention, if you guys ever go to an away game, you have to go to the 49er Rush events. You have to go. They're the best. They're an amazing time. And honestly, I was the type that I stuck to the home games. I never thought about going to away games, regardless of how well the faithful traveled. And going to the 49er Rush events, honestly, it changed my life. So I appreciate John so much. And I'm looking forward to next season. And I hope to see you guys at these events.
Let's go. So, Alex, thank you so much. And again, everybody, head over to Instagram, TikTok, whatever apps you are on, and you got to look up Z Zeppolilla, Zeppolilla. If you're on TikTok or Instagram, and then on Twitter, it's Alexandra Lopez with two N's. Go support her. She's incredible. Her family's awesome. We're hoping to have her on the show much more often moving forward. She's just too great not to. And shout out to everybody for, I mean, we're getting all these positive things in here. Shout out to Howdy. Great show, John and Alex and Steven. Alex is right. I got to meet John in Arizona. It was awesome. Dude, it was awesome meeting you. What are you telling me, man? I freaking, you're the man. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Alex, again, thank you so much. And for everybody else out there, the best fan base in sports. And until next time, stay strong, faithful. Peace.